Ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Current Issues. I'm your host, Hisham Jalali, and with me is Mark Glynn of the American Free Press newspaper. Mark, okay, now, you know, we can blame everyone in the world for our dilemma, but we very much need to blame us first before we, you know, you know, what Rita was talking about, I don't 100% fully agree with her on that our problem is Judaism. Our problem could not be a religion. Now, she is right in a few things that she mentioned about Benjamin Franklin. Actually, in a Republican, you know, what she quoted, and that was in his speech during a Republican convention when he talked about the Jews. Now, this is 2007 now, and we can't really, you know, it's too late in the game to keep going back and saying who the problem is and where the problem and all this stuff. Everybody knows what the problem came from. You know, look at
well, ladies and gentlemen.
In the open. Well, Hisham, you can't hear me again?
Well, like I said, it sounds like somebody is, that they've got their hands around your throat and they're choking you. You can only get one word out every 10 seconds.
Well, they are choking me. Okay.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, Hisham has been up here to my little hillbilly haven up here in North Idaho where we have a couple of truck batteries for electric, and we don't really have any of the modern amenities that most people have in this country. And he, you know, he kind of chuckles and chortles and kind of makes fun of me for living on this ranch with these sheep and all these animals that we have. But notice that my voice is coming to you loud and clear, where he's down there in Louisiana with three or four computers hooked up, and we don't know what he's trying to say. So I guess there's a lesson to be learned
in
that, right?
You know what? Yeah, you know what the lesson is? You know what the lesson is? They're after me.
That's right. They're after you.
But listen, I hope my voice is coming okay now. Is it still breaking up, Mark?
No,
probably your
you.
Ears are breaking up.
No,
But you know what? I mean, look, why is it that we can't find people to hold these positions or faith? Look what happened with the attorney.
Well, Hisham, you are breaking up again. But let me address, since we can't hear anything that you're saying, let me address the thing that you said before. You are right. We have to blame ourselves first. For example, let's say that one of my kids gets arrested, okay? Let's say he gets arrested for robbery or something like that. And then they come to find out, you know, not only is he a thief, but he's dealing drugs and he's causing all of this trouble. I could sit and I could blame our permissive society and the fact that you know, that my child grew up, and I in this very corrosive and corrupt.
All right, Mark, we hear the music coming up, so we'll be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Catholic Priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Gentlemen, we are coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network, and I hope you can hear my voice. And, of course, with me is Mark Glynn. Mark, what I was talking about while I was talking with these people like Michael Muezy, who was being assigned as or picked to be the next attorney general. He is a this guy is a Likudnik. This guy has Israel first and then the United States. That's where they are sending all these people at. Is my voice breaking up, Mark?
Yes, it is.
You understood what I said, right?
Only because I can read your mind.
Okay. So what do you think? What do you think of George Bush picking up and
I'll go ahead and answer your question because I can kind of figure out where you're going with it, even though I can only pick up every other word. Is that this is very troubling, the fact that he is going to be the next attorney general. There's absolutely no opposition to him in either houses of Congress. The fact that he is, as
it
you
was
said,
Democrats who pushed him, Mark.
Yes,
believe
that's
it?
Right. And the fact that he is an absolutely staunch supporter of Israel means that a lot of things that normally would not happen with the U.S. Department of Justice are probably going to wind up happening. Here we have Michael Chertoff sitting as the director of Homeland Security. We're going to have Mukasey as the attorney general. Basically, what this means, and especially if Giuliani gets elected president, which I personally believe is in the cards, you are going to see the last breath of freedom in the United States die out. All of the things that they have not been able to push through legislatively in this country, such as the hate bills law and all the rest of these things, they will push them through. This is, you know, this is very serious business. I understand, it's a very difficult thing trying to make people understand how serious this is. But this is, and not a peep of opposition from any of the supposedly right-wing talk show hosts or anything like that over this appointing of Mukasey as the next attorney general. And so, you know, it's just us, folks. You know, we can't rely on our government to protect us. We cannot rely on our media to give us the information that we need in order to make intelligent decisions. It's just us. We have to do this ourselves. And so, and this is why, Hashem, as you know, why we are holding this conference. You know, this may be the last chance we get to wake up enough American people as to how late the hour is. This may be the last chance that we get because.
Let me interject something here, Mark. Something, you know, we have to relate things that takes place. We have to relate them. How do they affect other things that are going on with the dollar thing and the plunging of the dollar? You know, one way to
Hashem, we can't hear you. Please, I know you've got at least 6 or 7 cell phones. You call me on them every day. Please call in with one of your phones because whatever it is that you're saying, I'm sure everybody wants to hear it, but unfortunately...
You can't hear me?
No. Every other word...
You cannot hear me. You cannot hear me.
I can hear you now.
Okay.
Manny, do we have any calls out there?
Okay. What's that?
Okay. I would ask the previous caller that we had, Bill, in Idaho, if you would, Bill, email me the information concerning the National Public Radio discussion that they were having this morning about the conference. I would like to know more about that. If you could, email me at nomorewarsforisrael@yahoo.com. I would appreciate it. Ladies and gentlemen, anybody out there, if you'd like to call in and weigh in on this, our number here at the Public Broadcasting is 800-313-9443. Now, what I was saying before is, you know, Hashem, the point that he was making was we can't blame a particular group or a particular agenda or a particular ideology or whatever. To a certain degree, he is right. As I was saying, I was using the analogy of if one of my kids goes out and causes a bunch of trouble, I really can't, as a parent, I can't say, well, you know, this is the world that we live in. We've got these horrible degenerate influences, and so my kid, you know, he watches TV and he listens to this horrible music, and he goes to a public school, and so he picked up all of these bad behaviors, and this is why he has become a crook or a criminal or whatever. You know, I, as a parent, I wouldn't be able to make that argument, you see, because it's my job to make sure that my kid doesn't wind up like that, okay? So, to a certain degree, Hashem is right about this. He's right that we can't place all of the blame for the trouble that we are going through in this country on one particular group of people. However, at the same time, I think that it is extremely irresponsible on our part to say that this agenda or this particular group of people or whatever, that they don't play a role in it. You know, if I come down with lung cancer because I smoked cigarettes for 40 years, yes, it's true that this behavior that I engaged in of smoking is what caused it, but to say that the cigarettes didn't play a part in it as well, I think is obviously fallacious, okay? If we have any intention of turning this situation around someday after the storm has blown through and we are trying to rebuild our country, rebuild our civilization, then we have to look at the factors that contributed to this decline. And there's no way that any rational person who is paying attention to what has happened to this country, particularly since World War I, can make the claim that Zionism had nothing to do with it. Okay, is that the music? No music. Okay, that's Hashem. I think he's trying to jump back in again. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, you know, I don't like having conversations like this either.
All right, Mark, I think you can hear me now, and you hear me good,
yes,
right?
Yes, okay. It was only an hour and 15 minutes late.
Okay, very good. Listen, something is happening, and we have to relate everything that is happening, Mark, and think about it and see the total picture. They are placing the people ahead of time in these certain sensitive positions. So once Giuliani becomes the president, it will be a continuity of what was happening. We're not going to have an interruption in when a new administration takes over, because this new administration is going to be nothing but the same old guards. Now, something is happening in a little town called Gina, Louisiana, which I'm sure a lot of people have heard of Gina, or the Gina 6. That is where 6 black students are in prison, and we had thousands or hundreds of thousands of people, or tens of thousands of people, coming down to Louisiana to protest all over the United States. And, you know, one thing that we have, let me just give a little background on this Gina, Louisiana thing so people will know what we're talking about. At Gina High School, there is a big tree that normally only white kids sat under the tree. And it was well known that black students will not, cannot sit under that tree. Well, these black students said they wanted to be the next Rosa Parks and decided to under the tree. Well, the next morning, some nooses were hung from the tree, and what followed after that is the 6 black kids jumped a white kid, knocked him unconscious, and jumped on him, kicking him, etc., etc. They were charged, and one of them who had a previous record, which is the guy, last name is Bill, he very much was, he's 17 year old, and he was tried as an adult. He was 16 at the time when this crime took place. Now, that's what has the whole country, especially mainly African Americans or blacks in the United States, jumping up and down, that racism still live and well in the United States. You see, when I get to the Gen 6 here, because, you know, we don't want to really, it's not about Jenna, it's about the whole country. And this particular story and what happened in Jenna, Louisiana, it will be an issue comes the election. And I guarantee you, it will be a serious issue comes during the election, because it is going to hurt. It will definitely hurt the Democrats, because people will look at Barack Obama and remember. See, this thing, what took place in Jenna, this is black and white issue. The racism issue is back and live again, and it will spill over during the elections, and it's going to hurt the Democrats even further, which will guarantee that Giuliani will be the next president of the United States. So the music coming up, so we will be right back after the break, and we do welcome phone calls. We'll be right back.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar-powered generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. And with me is Mark Glenn, reporter for American Free Press. Mark, are you still with me?
Of course.
Of course. You know, let me just finish that little story because I need people to know all the particulars about this particular story. It's been in the news in the last couple of days, almost 24 hours. The problem was that the students who hung the nooses, which were white students, they were at first the principal wanted to expel them, and then he was pressured to only suspend them, and they were suspended. On the other hand, the black kids, they were all six of them arrested and put in jail, and one of them was tried, and yesterday his conviction was overturned because he was tried and as an adult while he was a juvenile. But this story, of course, it brought up a lot of it opened up Pandora's box that practically we don't need in this country, but it is designed to do that. Remember, the only way to control a country and destroy a country, it is faster to have it implode than explode. And this is one of the things that are happening right now. The Gen 6, you know, is not, this is not the first time that white kids and black kids in high schools fight. You have, this goes on all over the country. And I guarantee you hundreds of thousands of reported fights, probably, you know, all over the country was reported between blacks and whites. So we still have that problem. We still have that problem. But the problem with this one now, when you have leaders like Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton acting as Martin Luther King, this is when you wake up and you say, you know what? The black community in the United States does not have a leader. Because Al Sharpton is not a leader in my book. So the black community out there need to go out there and find some good leaders to represent them. Because what is happening here in this Gen 6 thing, you know, they think this is, and he announced that this is the new civil rights revolution. It is not. You are basically being dragged and you are being pushed to act this way for something that should not have even went or got out of Gina, Louisiana itself, much less the country and much less the whole world. But when the elections, no, but that's what the problem is, that the blacks were arrested and the whites were suspended. Now, if you think about it, Mark, let me tell you, let me ask you this, Mark, maybe we can gauge this. Your attitude might be very much like everybody else out there. What do you think of this story?
Well, I agree with everything that you say. Things like this happen literally every day, and so we have to ask ourselves why they have decided to concentrate on this particular story. I don't necessarily see it as being tied to the next presidential election, though. If you're saying that
okay.
they have done this to try to get Barack Obama the nomination.
Let's think about this. If this, we have a year before the election. If you can fuel this black and white deal, blacks alone will not be able to elect the president of the United States.
Uh-huh.
If Barack Obama is on the ticket with Hillary Clinton, you're going to drive away a lot of, because a year from now, with this thing in Jenna, Louisiana, this is not about Jenna, this is about the country. These feelings, you know, when people come from all over the country, and you had Maxine Waters, a congressman, who came down to speak at these rallies are, they have nothing to do about civil rights, but it has a lot to do about we are still separated, there's no segregation, we are still a country of a racist country. This is what the message out there, and it's going to be manipulation of both the blacks and the whites to basically hate each other even more. And when Barack Obama is on the ticket with Hillary Clinton, guess how many whites are going to vote for this guy? Do you see where the link is, Mark?
Sure, I agree with you. As usual, you are probably right. It's just going to take me a little bit of time to catch up.
Well, I'll tell you what, we told people about the economic war 4 years ago, and now we are witnessing it right here, right now. We told them that the dollar is going to continue to go down and down and down. And this is how, when my voice was breaking up, this is how dictatorship and fascist regime control their people. The money you are making, the money you're making will not be able to purchase, whenever your purchasing power is not there to even feed your children, you will not pay attention to politics. The reason some of the people in the United States are paying attention now to politics because they have plenty of time on their hands. Now, once they start having to have two jobs and three jobs just to feed their children, then it doesn't matter what the political system is, if it's dictatorship or democracy. We'll catch this after the break and we'll welcome your phone calls. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. I have with me Mark Glenn of the American Free Press, and we are being joined by Michael Collins Piper of the American Free Press. Hello.
How you doing, guys? You know, I couldn't resist calling in. I'm only going to take a couple of your minutes because, you know, I have my own show here on RBN, so I can say what I want to say on there. But, you know, your two comments, I would agree absolutely with Hashem regarding this situation in Jenna, Louisiana. You know, it's being made into something by the mass media in America. I think there is another agenda there. There's an underlying agenda. It could very well, in fact, play a part in the upcoming election because, you know, the media can make or break an issue. If they want to bring it to public attention and keep it there, they will. So I think Hashem is right about that. It can be manipulated. Now, the other thing that I mainly originally called in, I just wanted to comment on this very briefly, is this idea of this Michael Bernard Mukasey, who is now the new, or presumably going to be the new Attorney General. You know, I think it's totally relevant that we should be able to discuss his religious leanings, what some might call his religious extremism, his connections to Israel. Likewise, the same with the guy who's in charge of Homeland Security. You know, if they were, if there were two Arab Americans, or maybe say a Black American, an American-born Black who was a convert to Islam, who was nominated for a high post, his religious views would be very controversial. Even the Washington Post here last year, and I've commented this on my radio program and to anybody else who would listen, you know, the Washington Post published an article in its front section raising the question, saying that there were people who were concerned that there were too many Catholics on the Supreme Court. And I guess my concern about all this is that we're able to raise these questions about any and all religions or philosophical points of view, but the subject of Jewish influence, Jewish religious points of view, and devotion to Israel are considered out of bounds. And that's just my commentary, and that's all I'm going to say. I'll let you guys comment it on if you wish. If you don't care to, don't do it, but I just wanted to throw that out.
You know, Mike, you are bringing an excellent point, and it's just there is an environment here. I'm not saying it's good environment. I'm not saying it's right environment. But if you criticize anything Muslim or Catholic, then it's okay. That's your right. You can do it. But if you criticize anything Jewish, or if you bring up someone's background as being Jewish, you will have plenty of people, ignorant and otherwise, be attacking you as an anti-Semite. And this is what they have created, and this is what we have to live with, because it has been created out there while we were sleeping. Now, this was not created in my lifetime. It was created probably in my grandfather's lifetime or before, that do not criticize anyone Jewish, but you can criticize anybody else that you want. And it was engraved in our own minds. I bet you if you go out there to the streets of America and you bring up the fact that Mukasey is Jew, you're going to have people raising their eyebrows at you like, what does his religion have anything to do with it?
Exactly.
But you're right. But you're right, 100%, because look, if we look at who the people in power now, and if we put a religious rating on them, I guarantee you, you're going to have Jews will surpass everybody else, even though they only consider about 1.5% of the population. But in the administration, I guarantee you, I don't have the exact percentage, but I guarantee you they're over 30%.
Well, you know, Hashem, it even really goes beyond religion here. I'm gonna take a liberal stance here and say that, you know, it's not so much even in this case the religion, but the political orientation of these guys, their devotion, their intense devotion to the interests of the state of Israel, which happens to be a foreign country. And,
right.
And you know, see, that's it. I mean, it could very well, I mean, if President Bush had named Attorney Mark Lane as Attorney General, okay, people might say, well, he's Jewish. But the fact is, Mark, although he is Jewish, is a very big critic of Israel. He's even been accused of being a self-hating Jew because he's critical of Israel. So we're not here to say that it's because they happen to be Jewish that there's a concern, but it's because they happen to have interest, a devotion to the interests of a foreign country.
Well, let me rephrase. I'm glad you mentioned that. Let me rephrase what I meant. Now, whenever we say Jew or Jewish, does not mean someone who prescribes to the Jewish religion. It is that mindset. It is that, you know, Jewishness to me is not just a religion, because you have probably millions of people who claim to be Jews, but they're atheists at the same time. And you're right, with this mindset of Israel first, then it doesn't matter what happens in the United States, because, you know, look at what the Greenspan now coming out to say that it was done for the oil. You know, where the heck was Greenspan before? Why is he wants to sell his book now that he's coming out and saying that it was for the oil? And of course, you know, it was not for the oil, because no one had deprived us of the oil before. This war was mainly for Israel, that we are paying for, and now we are gathering more and more people and putting them in there, getting them ready for the next administration. Who do you think, Michael, is going to be the new president in 2008?
Well, you were talking about this earlier. I do think that Rudy Giuliani, I think he's almost an inevitability. And I really have not thought for a long, long time that there's a lot of people who are concerned and afraid of Hillary Clinton. I don't think the powers that be really trust Hillary Clinton. That always throws off a lot of people who have spent the last 16 years or so worrying about Hillary Clinton. But I just don't think they will trust her. And I think that if she is a Democratic nominee, that you are going to find a lot of Jewish Zionist money bankrolling the Republican Party. This is what happened. I repeat this time and time again. This is what happened when Hillary Clinton ran for the United States Senate for the first time. Top Jewish financiers in New York who had traditionally supported Senator Charles Schumer, the Democratic liberal, lined up behind Hillary Clinton's Republican opponent, Rick Lazio. So, they did not want her in the Senate. They tried to stop her. They failed. And I don't think that despite the fact that Hillary has made nicey-nice, has abandoned some of her connections with more moderate Jewish elements, such as Rabbi Michael Lerner of Tikkun magazine and so forth, the Zionists never forgive and they never forget. And if they have a choice between someone like Rudy Giuliani and or someone like former Senator Thompson or someone like even Mitt Romney, who has shown his devotion to the neoconservative foreign policy line, I think that when push comes to shove, they will go with proven entities like Rudy Giuliani. And certainly, when you look at what the Republican Party has done, when you look about the fact that people such as Ronald Lauder have said that George Bush has been the best president Israel's ever had. Even actress Joan Rivers, I quoted her on my show the other night. She said that she started out with Bill Clinton, but Bill Clinton abandoned Israel, and so she went with George W. Bush.
Of course.
I don't think the Zionists have anything to lose by continuing with politics as usual under the Republicans, because the Republicans have delivered their agenda to them on a solid gold platter.
Well, definitely. And look at what is happening with Giuliani's. Number one, the media is keeping Giuliani right now out of everything. You don't see a lot of criticism of Giuliani on the news. And what is happening now, Giuliani is getting his people, his ducks in a row, as we say, with hiring, what's his name, Daniel Pipes.
Oh, exactly.
So Giuliani is getting his cabinet together from now, and these people are going to be in your face. Here we are. There's nothing you can do about it. It is not a conspiracy anymore. We are right here. It's a fact. You mentioned Mitt Romney. They're not really too happy with Mitt Romney, just for one simple fact that when he announced his presidential campaign, he chose to do it in the Henry Ford Museum or Library or something. A foundation.
And, that's
and
interesting.
Did
I didn't
like
know
that.
Okay.
Yeah, they did not like that. Of course, we know how Henry Ford liked these people and their control. But with Mitt Romney, and Mitt Romney had paid for that. But you know what? I mean, even though when they told him that don't do it there, he still continued and he did it there. So I don't know what message Mitt Romney was trying. But when he went down to Herzliya, Israel, afterwards, he was basically, I'm here for Israel, but I agree the only one that they can really trust on carrying on this is Rudy Giuliani.
Exactly.
Mark, jump in anytime you want, brother. Mark took a nap.
Oh, yeah. You know, I'll tell you, as far, you know, that's interesting about Giuliani. I didn't know that. But, you know, I tell you, it's a situation where, we even with Giuliani, I continue to open up the papers and the magazines, and they're constantly raising the question about his religion. I mean, they're keeping it in the face of the American people, and that's no accident. So I think there's a deliberate attempt to destabilize Mitt Romney from the get-go. I don't think they trust him precisely because he's a Mormon. They would consider that kind of a wild card, you know.
Right.
But Rudy Giuliani has a long and proven record in that realm of I mean, his record in the Justice Department. I could go on and on and on about that.
Well, I mean, just the fact, Michael, that he was part of the 9/11 cover up will tell you that he was a part of 9/11. In the designing plans or designing phase of 9/11.
Exactly.
So he's one of them. He's an insider. You know, he knew, you know, we have covered this on the TV show and on the radio show, but this is a man from within this mob that basically took over the country.
Exactly. And you know, it's the very fact, I'll tell you something, I think the very fact that President Bush has nominated Judge Mukasey for Attorney General is kind of an unspoken nod that from the Bush administration that Giuliani is the fair-haired boy, because you know Mukasey and Giuliani are not just old associates, but apparently old friends. I mean, they are. I like the terminology, thick as thieves here. You know, so these guys go way back. This is already kind of installing. You know, the new administration beforehand. That's essentially
they work together as in the district attorney's office.
Yeah, and apparently it was a very, very close relationship, to the point that when Giuliani was sworn in as mayor the first time, he asked Mukasey to do the job. And
exactly.
Then when he was sworn in a second time as mayor, he again asked Mukasey to do the job. There's a lot of symbolism there.
Of course.
Yeah, I mean, it was not an accident. I mean, you know, either time, you know, there's a lot of symbolism in those choices, you know, and I think we really are just seeing kind of a subtle indication of what lies ahead. So I'm very, very frightened for the country, given a choice between any of the candidates that are out there running today, with the exception of three of them: Ron Paul, Mike Gravel, and Dennis Kucinich. I don't see great hope for having a real choice in the upcoming election.
Well, no, we never have a real choice. Mike, stay with me on the phone. We're going to go to the phones with Alan in Texas. Go ahead, Alan.
Yeah, good evening. I was going to just say something in relation to what Mr. Pfeiffer was just saying. When it was announced the other day, Bush's choice for the replacement of the Attorney General, I almost started laughing because they were reading off his credentials, and they said he was a strong supporter of the Patriot Act and so on and so forth. I thought that, you know, it was almost like he was coming out of a novel, out of a movie. I said, this is just so absurd. And I hadn't thought that, yeah, this is maybe, like Michael was saying, maybe this is giving the nod to Giuliani. I was, maybe he's right. I was thinking that the Bush crowd was going to get behind Bombsome Thompson more.
Fred Thompson, you mean?
Yeah, they call him, you know, Bombs and Thompson, because he says, well, let's go out and bomb some people.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't think Fred Thompson, I don't know why Fred Thompson even, you know, joined in. I guess just to kind of make the field look like that they have real people in there. And like I said earlier, they are keeping Giuliani not on the back burner, but kind of on the middle burner, not out there yet. But believe me, a few months before the convention, you will see Giuliani. He is way on top now. I mean, there's no question about it. He's way on top with 42%, and I think Fred...
Well, with the money, too. See, that unfortunately, it comes down to money. And okay. I think you're probably right.
We do not elect in this country. We select.
Yeah. You know, and having said all this, you know, earlier on I listened to the 2 hours with Tommy Cryer and the Hanson boys about their victory there in that case. And I get the feeling that we're either on the edge of a brand new revolution with some of these cases that are taking place, or we're on the edge of total tyranny.
Alan, appreciate your call. Michael, appreciate your call.
Yeah, and Hashem, I have to run. Good talking to you.
Thank you. Listen to-
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar-powered generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are coming to the end of our show today, and we apologize for all the technical, actually it was beyond our control, technical issues, but that's something that we probably have to deal with. It's part of life. It's becoming part of life. But, you know, things are not as bad as we make them sound, but hopefully they will not get any worse than this. But, you know, looking at it from where we're standing here, unless we have a real change in this country, things are going to get to even worse. You know, God help us when Giuliani becomes the president of the United States. I believe Mark's still with me. Mark?
Yes, I am. But, you know, one of the things that you and Mike did not really touch on, the fact that Giuliani, of course, most Catholics would disavow him because of his views on things where, you know, we have absolutely no wiggle room, such as abortion and gay marriage, things like that. At the same time, remember that the Zionists have had a very difficult time gaining the kind of Catholic support, and in particular the support from Rome with regards to this war on the Muslims. Now, I have maintained for several years now that what the Zionists plan to do is that they need some type of an event to get all of the Catholics in the world behind this war, because we're talking about over a billion people worldwide. And I have long maintained and still do that they plan to do something dramatic, such as set a bomb off in the Vatican or something like that, to mobilize Catholics around the world in supporting this war. And it is not an accident that Giuliani, at least nominally, is Catholic. And if he is elected president, this is going to be used as a wedge in trying to get whoever is Pope at that time, because we don't know that Benedict is going to be in office at that time. It's going to be a means of trying to bring the Vatican around into supporting this war. You know, it used to be a death knell that we would never elect a Catholic president in the United States. John F. Kennedy was the only Catholic president that we had. And they made a big issue about him being Catholic. And, you know, the fact that they're not harping on this right now with Giuliani shows that they, in my opinion, that they plan to utilize this to their own ends, and it's something that we need to keep our eyes on.
And you know what? And you know what? Of course it will be utilized. I mean, just imagine, you know, they're going to bring up, you see, right now, this is what I'm saying. They're keeping a lot of Giuliani's facts out of public eyes right now. And they're going to bring up all of this stuff when it comes time, because a year is too long for to bring out a candidate. You know, he's out there, but they haven't brought him, they have not started promoting him yet, and I think that will come. And definitely him being Catholics is going to play very, very well in their hands. I agree with you 100%.
Well, there you go.
Well,
you actually agree with me on something.
Oh, I agree with you all the time. I just, you know, I just want you to play the blame where the blame goes. Except when I disagree with you, exactly. Exactly. Well, Mark, you know, unfortunately, we had, I would say it was a pretty good show, except, you know, with the interruptions. But appreciate it, brother.
Thank you, brother. Take care.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will see you next Saturday, hopefully with a much, much better sound. We'll work on that if no one is attacking us. We will see you next week. Go do the right thing. Good night.
It's true.